It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers lay. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like on Azusa Street, a great awakening. And wonders are God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Thank you very much, Tom, and thank you very much, Leland, for that theme song. Good to have you listening in here. As we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening at this time or any time here on BPN Radio. As we pray together, seeking the face of God, knowing it's high time that we watch and pray. Today's a very special prayer broadcast. We have Dr. Rodney Howard Brown who's going to be on with us today, my friend for the past 20 years. And he's going to be talking about the condition of our nation, what he sees happening, and it's going to be an awesome time. So stay tuned. We want to welcome you across America and around the world, and we want to welcome some new churches that are praying with us today. We want to welcome the Iglesia Generacion Victoria Assembly of God in Galicia, California. You can tell that I'm not very good at Spanish. Christ Fellowship, Loxahatchee, Florida, is joining us. Grace Revolution Church, Garland, Texas. Victory Church, Yukon, Oklahoma. Life Church TV in Lake Worth, Florida. And Sheffield Family Life Center in Kansas City, Missouri. We now have 1,033 churches that are praying with us here on BPN Radio. And if you'd like to sign up your church, be 1,000 points of light, you can go to letspray america.com. letspray america.com. And you can put your city on there and your church, and we'll recognize the new churches that come along. Thankful to have you listening in here on BPN Radio. Father God, we just pray that your will, plan, and purpose be done here on BPN Radio as we pray for revival in America, revival in 1,000 cities in our nation, and that will spread across America into other nations of the world. And we thank you today that you're sending people from other nations to help us, including Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, who came years ago. He and his wife, Adonica, came from South Africa, called as missionaries to America. We know that you're calling other missionaries to this nation to help us with revival in America, because we know that we are the last line of defense as far as America is concerned. So I pray that you would anoint the service today. Open our spiritual ears that we may hear. Open our spiritual eyes that we might see. Open our hearts that we might receive. Open our ears to hear, eyes to see, and hearts that we might receive. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Our guest today, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, is the pastor at the River Church, Tampa, Florida. And we're playing music by the River Band and the River Singers. And so they're going to be singing today. And they're going to sing, and then I'll be right back to talk to Dr. Rodney Howard Brown.
Yeah.
Okay, it's good to have on BPN Radio today my longtime friend, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. And good afternoon, Rodney.
How are you, my dear friend? Great to hear from you today.
Oh, it's good to talk to you. And I'm praying here on BPN Radio. People are praying around the nation, around the world, praying with me for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And it's so good to have you on, and I appreciate your friendship. I want you to talk to us today about what we can pray about concerning America. Where do you see America today, and what do you see coming? What can we pray about?
Well, there's several things that are of concern in the natural. Number one, of course, the biggest problem to the nation is the finances, because we cannot carry on as a nation just running up the bills. You know, the Congress is keeping extending another $1 trillion here, another $1 trillion there. The day is going to come when the chickens are going to come home to roost.
Yeah.
And so in the natural, what's being predicted is a total financial collapse of the dollar, which people say will never happen. But unfortunately, the whole globe's in a problem. So you've got trillions of dollars with the derivatives floating the planet. Somebody has to pay for the stuff. And it's going to fall upon the heads of the American taxpayers. So we need to pray that God supernaturally intervene in the monetary system of our nation. And as many people don't know, that Congress handed that over to the Federal Reserve in 1913. That's why America's in the mess it's in. So that's the biggest concern, because the money system cannot carry on going the way it is. That's the first thing we need to pray about. The
okay.
Second thing is the big Jade Helm military operation coming up 15th of July to the 15th of September. It's the largest military operation of its kind since the Civil War. It is like a war games that's taking place, with Texas being the epicenter basically as the enemy. Now, there's a lot of speculation on what this is. Some people say it's a government takeover. At the very most, that's what it could be. At the very least, it could just be war games. But nonetheless, it's still of concern, as we have very strict laws of posse comitatus, where no military should be on the street in our country. And as you know, that there are already six police departments that have been federalized by the current government, which that means the police department comes under control of the federal government. The highest office in any county is the sheriff, and that's being undermined in many situations. We already heard what happened in Montana, where the ministry came and did like a Jade Helm type operation. They went to the sheriff, told them they were training. The sheriff told them to get out of the county, and then when he said get out now, they said, who's going to make us? So unfortunately, we are in a situation that is not good this year. I'm asking everybody to pray that God would intervene. And what I've been telling people is what the Lord spoke to me back in 2008. I was preaching in Phoenix, Arizona, in the Great Awakening there. And on a Monday night, I began to prophesy, and here's what I heard the Lord say. Tell the church to speak to the sun, for the sun is far sitting on the horizon of time. But just like Joshua spoke to the sun and the moon, and the Lord said, I gave him one more day of daylight, so the church will speak to the sun, and I will grant unto them one more hour of daylight, for there's not a day left. And I felt that God would give us a window so that we would see a great awakening, and the great harvest of souls would come in, and then Jesus would return. And so we are praying at our church here in Tampa that the Lord wreaks havoc in the camp of the wicked, that total confusion, just like a dog turning on itself, on its own tail, that the enemy would be in derision, and that total confusion would be in the camp of the wicked, and that the plan of the enemy, the assignment against America, would be nullified, and that the church would wake up, and the church would rise up in power and to share the gospel as never before, so that we could turn the tide and not see the light go out, for the light of liberty is flickering with every passing moment. And it's growing dimmer and dimmer. And I believe God raised up America. And the Lord sent me from Africa as a missionary to America. And so I have to wake the church up It's not the time to slumber or sleep. It's a time to be very, very active and sharing the gospel and boldly proclaiming the good news. We've got to turn the tide in the nation. So this is another reason why we're going back to Washington, D.C. this summer. We were there last year for 15 days. We're going back from the 1st through the 11th. The meeting starts on the 4th of July, right at the doors of the American Revolution Constitution Hall, right in the shadow of the White House. And then the week of the 6th through the 10th, we're going to go back into the Congress and the Senate. We're going to pray with congressmen and senators, and we're trying to get them to stop the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is another whole can of worms that takes away the rights and the freedoms of American citizenry. So there's a lot to pray about, but we need to really cry out, because the word says, if my people call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And we need major healing in our country. Today on the I-75, we have Border Patrol vehicles. If you know Florida, then you know the only border we have here would be the ocean.
Yeah.
So something is going on for Border Patrol vehicles to be up and down the 75. We're in trouble. The Republic is in trouble.
I believe that.
And it's time for the church to arise.
I believe that. Well, what about, maybe you could explain a little bit more about the Jade Helm, because I know that our governor here in Texas, he was opposing that, and then suddenly there was a turn. So maybe you could just explain a little bit about that, because I know that a lot of people are alarmed.
Well, Jade Helm is called Mastering the Human Domain, and it's very interesting that they would pick Texas to be the enemy. You know, Texas is the state that has the right to secede from the Union.
Right.
And so what they don't want to happen, they don't want secession to take place. And so it's almost like they're coming in to test the resolve of the Texans. We kind of need like a John Wayne to stand up kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And if people don't realize that our government's been taken over, that we are actually living in occupied territory, this country's been run by the offshore banking cartels. And, of course, I knew all the stuff last year when we were in D.C. A Democratic senator looked at me and said, sir, when you come to Washington, you have to make a decision. You're not going to sell your soul. And then he said, I've not sold my soul. And then he looked at me and said, but, sir, we are an industrial military complex, and we are run by offshore banks. So I know this from the inside. I've been inside the halls of Congress and the Senate. I believe you were with me when we were with the congressman from New Mexico.
Yeah.
He was shocked that I knew these things. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, he said, if the dollar ever collapsed or something else took place, there would be a collapse of our society as we know it. There would be no food in the stores within 12 hours, and we would go to martial law.
Right.
Now, some are speculating that the martial law thing might be put in place so that our current president could serve a third term. I don't know all these things. A lot of speculation, a lot of theories, but I just know that we're in trouble. And if any American wants to hide their head in the sand and say, no, it's not going to happen, we have to act. The citizenry must act. We must pray, and then we must do what God tells us to do.
Well, I know that you're taking a gigantic step of faith returning to D.C., because I know that is not very inexpensive, but I know the Holy Spirit's spoken to you. I really enjoyed being at your meetings last summer, and I know you're going to the very heart of the situation. I want to encourage anybody listening today to join you in D.C. I hope to do so myself.
Yes, sir. Well, we would love that. And those that are coming, you can go to my website, revival.com, or celebrateamericadc.com, and find out all the info. Those that are coming, if you could call now to schedule a meeting with your congressman and senator so that the dates that you come on the 6th, which is a Monday, through the 10th, because it finishes on Saturday 11th, the 10th, which is a Friday, that Congress is actually in session, that you can actually schedule a meeting, because unfortunately, if you just walk out, the possibilities that you're not going to get an appointment with them. So that's what I would like to encourage all of the listeners that feel that God's calling you to come help us in D.C., win souls, go into the government, pray with every elected official, and they need to know that there are believers in this land that are standing up for righteousness and truth, and that they need to be encouraged to support the Constitution.
Well, I know that we are in a critical juncture of our nation, and I salute you in being so up to date on what is happening and aware and alert. And I know that you're trying to warn the church, the Christians, of where we're at, and because I know it's high time that we wake up. And I just want to encourage people to go to your website. You might want to give us that.
It's www.revival.com. Just R-E-V-I-V-A-L. And then the site for Celebrate America, we're calling it Celebrate. We're not celebrating what's going on now. We're celebrating the Constitution and the founding of this land in 1776. And that's called CelebrateAmericaDC.com. And so all the information about the meeting that's going to be held at the Daughters of the American Revolution Constitution Hall from the 4th through the 11th. Of 2015 of July.
Yeah. Well, Rodney, I was so amazed when we went to see the congressman, my congressman friend, at what type of insight and information that you had. A man coming from South Africa to America, and I've never heard any minister in my almost 49 years of ministry that is alert and aware of what is happening in this nation, all the way down to county sheriffs. And I just want to encourage Christians to wake up and be alert to what's happening in America.
Yeah, you see, the whole thing is that everybody says, well, it'll never happen here. But the problem is that they don't understand how it's happening. And it all started through the money system, then went through the education system that's dumbed down just about everybody. Mm-hmm. And then it went through the media, which is all mainstream media is propaganda. You can't trust anything that's coming from the national news, whether it be NBC, ABC, CNN, and even Fox. 8% of Fox or 7% of Fox is controlled by the Saudi royal family. So, unfortunately, Americans on a daily basis are bombarded with propaganda, and they just swallow the hook, line, and sinker. And most people are just caught up in the day-to-day. As long as they can go and shop and go on holiday and go to Walmart and go to Starbucks, they don't really care. Mm-hmm. They're just caught up in the NFL, NBA, NHL, American Idol, the latest thing, Hollywood, and they don't understand that the rights and the privileges are being taken away inside of our government through lawyers that are being paid to totally dismantle the Constitution of America, which is the supreme law of the land. Every politician raises his hand to pledge to defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign or domestic. So then explain to me, how does the Supreme Court of America, even those inside the highest court of the land, classify that the Constitution is outdated, it's flawed, along with our president who says that it is it's an archaic document? These people, just by that statement, should be removed from office and have committed high treason. Mm-hmm. And this is what American people don't understand. And many Americans just raised their hand to pledge allegiance to the flag. But I was sworn in as an American citizen. I did not raise my hand to pledge allegiance to the flag. I raised my hand to pledge to defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign or domestic. So help me God. Yeah. So even though I am a minister of the gospel, as a citizen of this great constitutional republic, I have to speak out, because many people say, well, you shouldn't be talking about these things. But if we don't talk about these things, who's going to talk about these things?
That's
if
right.
we don't do something about this, who's going to do something about it? So I like what Finney said. He said, we pray like it all depends on God, and then we get up and go like it all depends on us.
I believe that. Talk to us a moment about Sharia law. What's happening?
Well, I mean, obviously there's the whole Islamic movement, which their agenda is to raise an Islamic flag right on top of the White House. There are more mosques being built today in America than the Assemblies of God churches. And there are some counties now that are totally under Sharia law or Sharia law. The moment Sharia law comes in, it totally negates the Constitution, which any American will know that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. So then explain to me, how does another law come in that supersedes the Constitution? This cannot happen.
Yeah.
Just by allowing these counties to exist with these territories that are being taken over by the Islamic agenda is already, it's like we've taken our country and made it Saudi Arabia. We've taken parts of our nation and making it not America. Mm-hmm. And if we continue to do this, we have no more place. We have nowhere to live. America, as we know, will cease to exist. And there are United Nations towns that have been built with 400,000 Somalians in them where total Sharia law exists. This is happening. There's one city like that right outside of Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
There's other cities up and down the East Coast. The UN have been building that for the last 25 years. And somebody said to me the other day, what would you do if you had the power to change anything? I said, very easy. I would go in, I would order the Federal Reserve, I would then fire everyone in charge, I would regulate the Federal Reserve, I would forgive America of its so-called debt that is not really America's debt. I would then take the United Nations, I would kick him out of New York, get him out of our country, and I would immediately take America back and bring it back under constitutional law. Fire all these politicians that have been in there for 20, 30 years that are doing nothing, and get America back to the way that it was supposed to be. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What do you say to the pastors that are listening today?
Well, if pastors don't wake up, here's the rude awakening. Either people have a great awakening or they're going to have a rude awakening. Mega churches will empty overnight, and I'll tell you why. Because if pastors have never taught their people, which my people here in Tampa up for the last 6-7 years, I mean, we've had conferences on preparation for the days ahead, and they already know. I mean, I can't get any more vocal than I am. And some of the stuff has actually been played on our nightly show that airs on the Christian Television Network on Dish and Direct every Sunday through Friday for 1 hour times two. From 7:30 to 8:30, and then 11:30 to 12:30 on the program, I've been talking about these things and the problems related to America. So if pastors don't wake up to this fact, what are they going to do when suddenly there's a total collapse around them? And we can't hide our head in the sand. We have to prepare our people to pray, to walk by faith, to trust God, and not have their trust in the system that's in place, because this system is heading for an imminent collapse. Short of divine intervention, we cannot carry on much longer. Short of God's intervention in our nation, which he did in the 1700s, he did in the 1800s, with the Great Awakenings, we have to have another one that will hold back and give us another hour of daylight. Let's say the Lord give us another 40 years to bring in the harvest, and then Jesus will come. We are living in the last of the last days.
Yeah.
And we are heading towards a one-world government, one money system, and the rise of the Antichrist. And I say, somebody said, well, you can't change it. It's prophecy. Listen, I'm going to do everything I can. Because how do you and I live with ourselves 100 years from today, in eternity, looking back on our life, knowing that we played the fool with our life? So I tell every pastor, you better get on fire for God. You better get radical. This is not about Sunday morning church. This is about America. This is about seeing another great awakening and bring in the harvest of souls. And we can turn the tide. We can. The church is the restraining force by the power of the Holy Spirit in the earth today.
No, I believe that. I absolutely believe that. Well, I'm so delighted to have you on, Brother Rodney, today. And I want you to say a prayer before we go. And you know, that's why I'm here. I'm leading prayer 24 hours a day, because I believe exactly what you're saying. And we must have a wake up call. We must have another spiritual awakening. So, I love to hear you pray. Why don't you pray for us today?
Yes, sir. Thank you for praying. And thank you to the prayer army for praying. Keep us in your prayers.
Yes.
We're right at the tip of the spear. We're going to pray right now. Father, in the name of, that's above every name, the name of Jesus, I pray for every person listening in the name of Jesus, yes, that by your anointing and by your spirit, you would raise them up. For many would say, well, what can we do? For the problem is so great. But Lord, all you require of us is to say, Lord, what do you want me to do? And if every person listening right now would just pray and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? I know that by the might of your spirit, your army shall rise up in the land, and the harvest shall come in, and revival shall spread, and a great awakening shall ensue, and signs and wonders and miracles,
yes,
and that which is impossible with man is possible with God.
Thank you.
And I thank you even now for,
yes,
the gift of faith to come upon your people, for a holy boldness. We know that your word says that he can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And so by your power that's at work in us, cause even that which is exceedingly abundantly, that America shall be saved, and that the harvest shall come in, and the enemy shall be set back. I pray a blessing on every person now. Bless their families, bless their homes, bless their businesses, bless their churches, bless them beyond measure, and let the plague be stayed from off the land, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
I set myself in agreement with you, and I would like to encourage everybody listening today here to BPN Radio to sow a seed into to the event in D.C. this summer, July the 4th through 11th. And how can people give? I'm going to sow a seed today, and I'm encouraging everyone listening to do the same, to help you in Washington, D.C., because I know that's a major budget.
Well, thank you so much. They can go to my website at www.revival.com, and there's a little thing on this is invest in the gospel. They can drop down there and they can sow a seed into the ministry right now. And then also, if they're not able to give electronically, they can send a love gift, Market for Celebrate America or the Washington DC meeting, to PO Box 292-888 Tampa, Florida 33687. That's PO Box 292-888 Tampa, Florida 33687.
Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, thank you for being on BPN Radio today. Thank you for being my friend, and thank you for sharing with us about America, believing God for an incredible gathering in Washington, D.C. in July. I want to encourage everybody listening to come and also to donate to that incredible event. I was so blessed last year to be with you. Thank you for being on the broadcast today. God bless you.
Thank you, Brother Dale. We love you very much.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, it's good to have Dr. Rodney Howard Brown with us here today on BPN Radio. And I first met Brother Rodney in 1993 when he was leading a revival in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. Thousands of people were coming. It was an amazing revival that went day and night for many weeks. And then I had the privilege of coming back to that church and continuing that spirit of revival in April of 1994. The revival lasted for 24 weeks, and then we went on for another 3 years. Revival Spirit there at Calvary Cathedral, Fort Worth, Texas, Pastor Bob Nichols. So it's good to have Rodney with us today. And from the river, Tampa, Florida, great church. Of course, Rodney Howard Brown, as I said before, needs no introduction. I trust, as we said before, that you will consider joining us, because I'm planning on being there to pray in Washington, D.C., this summer, July the 4th, July the 4th through 11th. And you can pre-register if you want to for that. And you can just go to the Celebrate America Washington, D.C. site, and you can celebrate America becoming and joining us in Washington, D.C. We pray for revival in America. Another spiritual awakening. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio. We're today featuring the music of the band and the singers at worship at the river. So here we go. The singers and band from the River Church in Tampa, Florida. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown has been one with us today here on BPN Radio. And last year I went to Washington, D.C., and he and I went to the nation's capital, got to walk up and down the halls of Congress, and we also were able to have some personal private time with friend of mine who's in Congress, and I just know that he has a tremendous heartbeat for America, a man who came from another nation of the world, South Africa, to America because of a call. And I believe that God is sending people from other nations of the world to help us. And that's what the worship group was singing about just a moment ago, the nations. And I believe that God is sending people from nations of the world to help us. Rodney and Adonica Brown came here in the 80s, and I believe that God is calling. And here now on BPN Radio, we have over 71 nations that have joined us to pray with us. And I'm just going to give a call today. I'm going to give a call today here on BPN for nations of the world to come, whether it be on a permanent basis, a semi-permanent basis, whether it be for a month or a week. I'm calling people that have signed on to BPN Radio, Singapore, Nepal, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Georgia, Kenya, Lebanon, Sudan, Burundi, Moldova, Greece, Croatia, Austria, Europe, Switzerland, Niger. Let me get some more here. Dominica, Guadeloupe, Aruba, Jamaica, Uruguay, Cape Verde, Burkina Faso, Niger, Honduras, New Zealand, Vietnam, Thailand, Uganda, Romania, Poland, Serbia, Angola, Argentina, Bahamas, Pakistan, Norway, Ireland, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Chile, Colombia, Turkey, Netherlands, Spain, Mexico, Philippines, Hong Kong, Russian Federation, South Korea, Portugal, Australia, Malaysia, India, Belgium, Indonesia, South Africa, China, Italy, France, Canada, Germany, Brazil, England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland, as well as the United States. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, for people to rise up in different nations of the world, missionaries that know you with the wonder-working power of the Holy Ghost functioning in their lives, that as Rodney and Adonica Brown and their children came as missionaries to America in the 80s, so that you will send people from all over the world to help with the coming revival in America, another spiritual awakening. God, we need you. And just as the storm clouds, as you can hear the thunder outside of our studios here in Austin, Texas, just as you hear the thunder and the storm clouds gathering, there are storm clouds gathering over the nation of America. And we have those dark clouds rolling in. But we also know that there is another wind about to blow, and that is the wind of the Spirit. The wind of the Spirit of God is blowing upon this nation and blowing upon this land. In Jesus' name, and we just declare and decree that revival is coming upon the land. And we join people that are praying with us all across this nation and different nations of the world, as we have declared that are praying with us in Jesus' name. And we are so thankful as we hear this thunder outside of the studio. We are so thankful for the people that are praying with us across America, around the world, over 1,000 churches, over 700 cities. And we are thankful for those men and women that are becoming a member of our 1,000 prayer leaders. And if you are not leading a prayer group, you can, because the Holy Spirit has spoke to us to raise up 1,000 points of light. And you must understand that we need people to watch and pray. We know that there are other things that happen But the precursor to it all is prayer. And so, would you consider leading a prayer group across America? And all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com. That is bpnradio.com. And there is a place to sign up. It says 1,000 prayer centers. And you can go there and you can fill out a short application to lead a prayer group. You may be already leading a prayer group. And if you are, you can just join us. There's no fee. There's no registration fee. We just ask that you agree with us in prayer over the prayer requests that I'm sending out each Monday. And if you would do that, I would be so thankful and grateful as we raise up 1,000 prayer leaders. I just want to recognize and salute some of the 1,000 prayer leaders who have different groups. They may be public groups, private groups, but John Needler has a prayer group at Family Worship Center in Elgin, Texas. Kelly Reed has a private location. She's leading a group in Kansas City, Missouri. Carolyn LeGrand is leading a private group in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And Henry Malone is leading a prayer group at Vision Life Ministries at Lewisville, Texas. Betsy Stanton leading a group at Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas. And Gary Patterson leading a group at Great Grace Revival Ministries, Blairsville, Georgia. And Rick Rapp at Gateway Church International, Roswell, New Mexico. Judy Dodson leading a group at Temple Baptist Church in Bern, North Carolina. Cheryl Ortiz is leading a prayer group on Facebook. She's from Manford, Oklahoma. You can sign up. Just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. You can start a group, or there may be a group that you already have praying. So we're going to pray. We're going to pray because we know that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And so we are so thankful today as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask for your help today in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. You can be a part of Breakout Prayer Network just by going to Let's Pray America. Let's Pray America. .com. Sign in, if you will. Sign if you will. Well, music's being provided today by the worship group at the River Church, Tampa, Florida. And we're going to close out here with some more music. We're just going to worship. Well, that's Worship at the River. Music provided today on today's broadcast by the worship singers and band at the River Church, Tampa, Florida. Father, we just thank you for what you're doing in this nation. We believe as we pray and seek your face that you're sending revival to America, another spiritual awakening. Lord, we know the church, we today who are blood bought, we know that we're the last line of defense, and we cry out today for another spiritual awakening. Lord, send a revival to 1,000 cities in this nation, in this land. Lord, I pray that the intercessors will travail in their closets and congregations will gather together praying, because we know the power of prayer. If two or three are gathered together in the name of the Lord, that could be 200 or 300 or 2 or 3,000. Maybe at some point 2 or 3 million praying at the same time. We know the power of prayer. 1 to put 1,000 to flight, 2 to 10,000, 3 to 100,000, 4 to 1,000,000, 10 to 1,000,000,000, 16 to 6,000,000,000, 35 to dodecahedron, and so forth and so on. And as we agree together in prayer, there is an insurmountable glory, acknowledgement from heaven in response to our prayers. In Jesus' name. Thank you for listening to the broadcast today here on BPN Radio. I believe that God has heard and answered our prayers. I believe that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. It's been good to have Dr. Rodney Howard Brown with us today, and we need to make plans to go to Washington, D.C., right there at the DAR Hall, and agree together just a short distance from the White House, a short distance from the nation's capital. We need to gather there and pray, and I encourage you to do so. If you want to donate to BPN Radio, you can do so by going to bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page, click on the donate button, and you can donate by PayPal, credit card, debit card, or send a check to Breakout Prayer Network. And Breakout Prayer Network has been going for many years, since I first led prayer at the White House in the mid-90s. God given me that call to pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Well, it's good to have you on today at this time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. I'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time. You have a good day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.